Coach, could you talk a little bit about how much this week, extraordinary schedule week, is between physical and mental?
So they go hand in hand. You're not going to – I don't know. We got an even game here tonight. I think they're 4-6 on the road. We may have traveled more than they have to come back to play at home. But you can get away with not feeling like you got great jump in your legs as long as your brain's still going. You know, the simpler the game has to become. And when you get – the brain starts getting a little fatigued or – and that's our fear, our concern in the game tonight. This team plays well defensively, Florida does, and they're not going to give you an easy game. And then mentally, that's where you've got to be sharp, because you're going to want to take an easier route. It's just, you know, they're in their lanes, they got good sticks, they got a real nice tight D-zone coverage package, and so there's no ease to the game. You physically get tired, mentally you want to find an easier way to play the game, and they're not going to allow that to happen tonight.
And thinking back to the game the other night in Anaheim, the tying goal in the third period, you've been able to use the reverse or change the flow in your breakouts to be patient, to keep possession. You know, can you make the argument that you're not getting too predictable when you look at that play?
Oh, yeah, sure I can. I think I went.
Would you?
Yeah, I think when you divide it up, we're not kicking it back and slowing it down in a game like that. I think it was our best out if we made the play. And we don't want to throw pucks away. So I'd rather have us, believe it or not, turn a puck over on a play that we're trying to make in our end and have it in the back of the net than throwing it up the wall into the neutral zone and giving it back to them. And that's far more dangerous. I think we've done that in the past. You know, you want to be in control of your own fate, and you eventually want to make those plays. And for the most part, we have. You know, we've done a pretty good job with it. We want the puck. We want it, and we want to make a play. I didn't like the game in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia and Colorado were the two games where we stopped making plays and just, you know, rip it off the wall, bang it out. There's a time in the game for it. There's a place on the ice for it. But I'd much rather try to develop the idea that it's on our stick now and we can do something with this even under the pressure that we're on.
For you to pull off the game plan you're trying to pull off, what does it mean to get those four guys back you just got back from injury?
Well, just look at recent history going into LA and Anaheim. You know, go back to last year and the third game this season here. The three games that I've liked the least that I've coached here were against LA, where it just didn't feel on the bench that we almost believed that we could win last season. And this year, we got more offense after a tough start in that game. Like, we came out slow. I know it's back-to-back nights, but we came out slow. They get up by two, but we got some chances to score. But the LA game was important because I think physically we were in charge of that game early. We were good and battled really hard. But Bogosian scores a goal on a pass from Toby Enstrom. You know, Bogosian scores a goal the next night. Evander Kane scores. They set up the tying goal. I think we've talked about our D so much, and rightfully so. I mean, we play San Jose, we got five guys out of our lineup. That's the story. But if Evander Kane comes out of our lineup, we go 1-for-4, he comes back in the lineup, and we're a better hockey team. He's had a huge impact on our game. So, you know, good NHL players. We're coming out of it now. We talked about it in the coaches' room quite a bit. Try not to spend me too much time talking about the number of guys that are out of our lineup. But the little fun game that we were playing is before everybody that we played, we took their top 4D out, thought how good they'd be, you know. So we survived, we think, and we'll have more adversity ahead, but we survived a very, very daunting task, taking 4 and then 5D out of your lineup, and we're a pretty competitive team.
What Dustin Byfuglien has done physically this year has been well documented, but that Ducks team is a big, tough team. And
yeah.
Corey Perry and Boschman, those are two tough guys. And he really seemed to get under their skin. Was that a level up from even what you've seen?
Well, he threw just the same, right, the night before. I think he got a call on the second hit on the same shift in L.A. I didn't see the hook as being an important part of what was happening. He had his stick up when he finished his check. So I know he's gone to the box. And he's incredible. I find him to be an incredibly clean hitter. Just what happens after the hit, I mean, it just doesn't look normal. So something strange must have happened, right? He just drives through people so strong. He's been all pieces of our game for us. He's been big and physical. He's made really good plays down low, generated a bunch of offense for us. And eventually, when you handle a puck as much as he does, you're going to have a turnover like you had the other night, and it's going to go against you. And you can live with those. With all the other parts that he's bringing to the game right now, the defenseman that handles the puck the most on your team is going to make a mistake some night, and you live with him.
Coach, I know you don't get to see the Panthers as much, but what surprises you the most about them this season? And do you see similarities between your two teams?
I think there's been a fairly big change in style of game for both teams. And in watching them, really, really impressed with how consistent they are with their game. So you don't, I would think more than any other team, their bench, you know, 13-minute average on their fourth line, 16-minute-plus average on their first line, which means special teams is the only difference between how they're running. And they've got depth throughout that. They've got good players on each line. I'm a huge UC Okunin fan. You know, he's a great, smart player. But you go through their last few games, they're not out of position very often. And in the defensive zone, that center rides that line perfectly and closes when he's supposed to and gives. And our challenge here, and I think you saw it probably through the first 45 minutes of the Edmonton game, is not trying to keep putting those pucks through the middle in the neutral zone and even in the offensive zone. They're just, Florida sticks were fantastic. I really didn't feel that they were in trouble at any point in that game, and that's a big change, right? They had a little run and gun in there before, and when it was going well, Florida could beat you, and when it wasn't going well, you could get to them pretty good. They're consistent with their game. There's not a lot of holes in their schemes.
Is that maybe the Willie Mitchell, Mark Morris coming from Kings effect?
You know what? I when I'm watching the game, I think that's, stylistically, systems-wise, that's the Montreal Canadiens for me. I mean, they look a lot like Gerard coming out of there. It looks an awful lot like all the systems that Montreal runs. Different styles because of different players, different skill levels. But systematically, and Montreal's like that. Montreal doesn't have a real big team, but they skate well and they run those systems and they're consistent with them. That's what I saw when I was watching it.
Paul, I just wanted to ask you about goals against creeping up the last half dozen games or so. Is it as simple as fewer penalties and killing more of them, or is it an overall thing?
No, it's 4D being out of your lineup. That's where we're going to see it.
I mean, yeah, but the last three games.
Your penalty kill goes down.
Right.
Well, the last three games, our penalty kill has struggled a little bit clearing the rebounds to the front of the net. It was coming, and it was coming on our penalty kill at some point. So two of our last four games, we spent an awful lot of time talking about staying in the penalty box, and we didn't play any good in those games. So I don't think we're going to talk about that anymore.
But you're satisfied the guys are sticking with the system that you want to play, and it's just a matter of having the personnel?
I think an 82-game schedule, there's a lull in all your systems. And in your penalty kill, some of it's just some confidence. I'm trying to think of the last five goals that we've given up. It's a 5-on-3. It's a face-off, and then pucks to the net where we're not clearing the rebounds out a little bit. We got some new pairs back there. But we're going to get back to that. Got to get back to Evander Kane being out of our lineup earlier. It affects your penalty kill. Spent too much time killing penalties. We're going to spend more time killing penalties. It's who we are. It's what we do. Just got to start doing it better.
I guess you answered half of my question then. It was about special teams, what's happened to them, and how concerned are you?
Well, I like our power play since, you know, November 15th-ish. Really, really good. You're not going to – like, we're not leading the league in goals, so we're probably not going to lead the league in power play. I mean, I think they kind of go hand in hand. There's a reason for both, but I like our power play. Our penalty kill has had a three- or a four-game lull. Real comfortable with it.
Adam, last one. You've had a calendar year coaching this team. Have you done everything you've hoped to do in that year with this team? Is there anything that you'd like to see improve?
Well, you're always looking to be ahead of where you are. I'm pleased at what I believe are the starting points to an identity for our group. We've been a good starting, very consistent team. The game in Arizona was the last game in an awfully long time that I didn't think we played to our game. And other than that, we've fought through some significant injuries and held our identity during that time, still tried to play the same way. So pleased with that. There's always, there's a lot of, you know, places that you can go in terms of how you move the puck, how you attack, the confidence in your game that allows you to look different. But we're not there yet. We're still trying to get four or five things down on a pretty regular basis, and I think that those things, the biggest thing that I'm happy with is the compete and leadership in our room. I think we compete hard every night. We probably cross that line more than smart people would say we should, but I think there might be a little advantage in that too. But the leadership in the room, the togetherness is maybe ahead of where I had hoped it would be. Yeah, he's good. Yeah. Okay, thank you.